of thousands of people marched through Minsk on Sunday, calling on Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko to step down in mass demonstrations that showed no signs of weakening this nearly a month after an election his say was fixed. Unprecedented protests broke out in the ex-Soviet country after Lukashenko, who has ruled the former Soviet state for 26 years, claimed re-election with 80% of the vote on August 9th. Opposition rival Svetlana Tikhanovskaya says she won the vote, but Lukashenko's security forces have detained thousands of protesters, many of whom accused police of beatings and torture. Several people have died in the crackdown, but Belarusians are still demonstrating across the country, with more than 100,000 people flooding the streets of the capital for three straight weekends. Lukashenko, who previously played Moscow against the West, has called on Russia for help, and Russian President Vladimir Putin has accompanied his recent offers of economic and military aid to Belarus with calls for tighter integration between the two countries. Nearly 100 people were arrested by Hong Kong police on Sunday as riot officers swooped on democracy protesters opposed to the postponement of local elections. Sunday was meant to be voting day for the city's partially elected legislature, one of the few instances where Hong Kongers get to cast ballots. But the city's pro-Beijing leader, Carrie Lam, suspended the polls for a year, citing the coronavirus. This angered pro-democracy opposition to capitalize on seething anti-government sentiment. Security officials in Tunisia say a police officer has been killed and another wounded in a knife attack in the coastal resort of Sousse. Three assailants were shot dead after the incident, which is being described as a terrorist attack. This is VOA News. More than